Warning! This video may contain foul language, discussion of sex, prostitutes, and other adult topics that might make some people squeamish. If you can't handle this, leave now, but don't bitch to me. Enjoy. Hey, I'm Scott. I'm an American in Bangkok. Today I got a letter. Actually, it was a YouTube comment from someone. And it was a bit of an extended conversation. And I think it's pretty important that I read this one. Dear Scott, my girlfriend keeps asking me for money. That's never a good thing. She is a regular working girl who does not work in a bar. She needs about $250 to $300 US a month for rent. She keeps telling me that this is what the boyfriend is supposed to do. The boyfriend helps out his girlfriend financially. I'm going to be teaching in Korea and she will be working in Bangkok. Do the men in Thailand help their women financially? It seems that $300 a month is a lot of money. Am I wrong on this? $250, $300, you know, that's about 10, let's say it's 10, 8 to 10,000 baht a month. That's not very much. However, what I asked him was, has he actually met her? Yes, he has. How long have you been dating? How much does she make every month? Do you plan on marrying her? Have you ever had any serious problems in your relationship with her? There are many factors that determine what to do in this situation, but just because she says this is what a boyfriend does, that doesn't cut it, okay? I don't care what she says. Because there are women that they are content to make their own money and they don't want your money, they don't care. Now, you know, it's different if you're out and you go, oh, I only got 200 baht on me, I need it for taxi, can you pay for the dinner? That's a little different, okay? But that's not what this is, okay? You know, if it's a long-term relationship where you're living together and you're paying bills together, well then, yeah, you might have to fork over a little bit of money. Do Thai men do this? Some do, some don't. I mean, it's as simple as that. Now, he did write me back. As I said, this was a rather lengthy conversation. He said, I'm a teacher in the U.S. and I'm teaching overseas. I'm 44. Trying to save money for both of us. She is 35 and she wants to get married, blah, blah, blah. I met her for a month, about a month. 1 week, then 1 week, and then 2 weeks from out of the year. I met her on an online dating site and we got together while I was vacationing in Thailand. First of all, that's not very long. I wouldn't be giving her money. I mean, you know, I never really gave my wife money, although the one thing that I did was when she was in school, she had the school had given her a grant and a student loan, and she didn't have much money, and I did say to her, I will pay for you to go to English school, maybe they can, English and computer school, so that you can learn more about computers and get better with them and your English will improve. Although it was okay when I first met her. So I did pay for that. That was a couple of months into our relationship, maybe 6 months into our relationship. So, and I think it was 8,000 baht is what I paid. That was the only money I gave her, all right? It seems to me, that it's too soon. But he goes on to say, I think she wants me to give her money because I'm a foreigner. You think? I don't mind helping someone, but I don't want to be the fool either. And that's good that you think this way, and that's why I am not ripping you to shreds. Because you are aware of this, and you are, although you're a little bit past where you should be, you're at least holding back. And again, she would tell me, this is what I'm supposed to do because I'm the man. Well, listen, you know, if she wants to do stuff because she's the woman, then, you know, that means that she needs to get on her knees anytime you tell her to. She needs to open her legs anytime you tell her to. She needs to clean the house anytime you tell her to. She needs to cook for you and have meals waiting for you. The thing is, she's not. There's an equal exchange. This is my own opinion. And this is my opinion of what goes on in relationships all over the world, not just necessarily a Thai relationship or a relationship between a foreigner and a Thai. The thing is that what planet does this girl grow, you know, where does she come from where she thinks that because you're the man, you've got to do everything and you've got to take care of her and go, okay, listen, it's one thing if she's taking care of your kids and you've said to her, I want you to be with the children, which is something that I did. I said to my wife, I would like you to spend the first 5 or 6 years, do not work. Don't do anything. Don't think about a career. Take care of our kids. That they will appreciate this time, and so will you. You will never get this time back. So we have what's the word I'm looking for? We have the resources to do this at the time. At the time we did. And, you know, so we did, and she feels grateful, and I'm sure the kids do too. They really enjoy that. They enjoyed that time with her, where she was able to stay home, cook, clean. She did her share. It doesn't have to be, you know, get down on her knees or open her legs. Or, it doesn't have to be that, but there has to be some kind of an equal exchange in the relationship. I mean, to me, a relationship is 50-50 or 100-100 or whatever you want to say, but if one person is doing everything and the other person just sitting on their ass, it doesn't make for a very healthy relationship, in my opinion. Finally, I'm fully aware that if we do get married, I will be the main breadwinner in the family. I understand what my role will be. Well, that may or may not be true. The thing is that what's stopping her from becoming someone who makes a good living? What says that because you're the man that you have to make all the money? Listen, I can appreciate that, and I understand that for years and years and years, men have been considered the breadwinner. But this is not, we're not in, 1950, and I don't care if this is Thailand. I think that what you should strive for is that, yes, you know, you're making more money, and then what you do is, what she should do, and she's taken upon herself, is to make more money herself, to make a better living for you both. Try to earn more money. I think that's a goal of everybody. I don't necessarily think that it means, you know, now she's got a husband, she can sit on her ass. I mean, I've heard and read that in Japan, Japanese women love getting married because, or some Japanese women love getting married because they get to stay home and do nothing. They just clean the house. It's not doing nothing. It's being a housewife or whatever. They get to wait for their husband to come home and have a meal waiting for him and that kind of stuff. Okay, great, you know, but I mean, let's face it, a lot of times that's not always possible. Sometimes you need a two-income family, okay? Now, again, she's not asking for this is what I said. Again, she's not asking for a huge amount of money, but dude, you've only known her for a month, and you met her online. Sounds to me like she is looking for a sponsor. She may be looking for a better life. That's fine, but why don't you take the time to really get to know her? Slow down. You call the shots, pal. She don't call the shots. What do you like? If she wants, listen, if this is how it is, here's the thing. Think about something. She's saying to you, oh, you're supposed to take care of me, and you're supposed to make all the money, but yet she's the one benefiting. Where does that come from? She's benefiting. She's the one who is getting a better life because she's with you. She's going to get a higher standard of living. And yet she's telling you, well, you need to give me this, and you need to give me that, and you need to, you know, you go, wait a minute, here, listen, I'm putting a business proposal on the table, and this is the way that it's going to go. And if she don't like it, See you later, honey. It's that simple. You know, she, like I always say, she got along fine before you, and she'll get along fine with after you. And she didn't need your money before, and now she needs it. Well, you know, to me that sounds fishy, okay? Especially when you're not married and you're not living together. I went on to ask him, has she ever been married? Does she have any kids? And I'm assuming that if she's, what was she, 38, I think he said? 35, excuse me. She isn't a virgin. Now, by Ty standard, she's old. Okay? He goes on to say, thank you for the awesome information. My girlfriend is looking to open a coffee shop in Pattaya. Gee. So now you're going to, in addition to doing all these things, she wants a coffee shop. I know the risks are inherent when you open a small business. My parents were in small business owners, and I saw them fail before finally succeeding. Still, the thought of owning a business, a Thai business with my girl seems intriguing. At this point, honestly, I'm not even sure she's your girl. I mean, you've spent so little time with her. It's very hard to say, she's my girl. With the help of her brother, okay, she wants to open a small coffee shop in Pattaya. Now listen, don't you think there's enough fucking coffee shops in the world already, especially in Pattaya? I mean, honestly, within my block, within my area here, I lost track of how many coffee shops there were. There was something in like a 3-block radius, there was like 25 coffee shops. Now, I went to one coffee shop and there was a lady there working, and she happened to be the owner, and I started talking to her. I went in a couple times and I asked her, I said, you know, how much can you make here? What's a decent month? If it's a good month, I make about 30,000 bucks. You're gonna make $1,000 a month. I mean, all right, let's say you make $2,000. Your girlfriend's going to want some of the money. I guarantee you that. And you know what? It ain't going to be easy. I guarantee you that. There's a lot of competition out there. Right off the bat, I would say, don't even do it. Blah, blah, blah. I could just forget all this nonsense and teach in South Korea. And that's what you should do, in my opinion. I wouldn't be putting up a lot of money if I worked with my girlfriend in her new coffee shop. I'm under no illusions that I'm going to make $1 million, and you shouldn't be. I understand the risk and read the Falang horror story still get me closer to my woman, and we might be able to make a living. You know, this is the problem. You're not in Thailand. You don't live in Thailand. My suggestion to people is, if you really want a Thai wife, if you're sure that's what you want, move to Thailand or move her ass to you. Simple. Excuse me, that was a swear word. There's 500 baht. I think that you need to think about that a little bit. And he goes on to ask me what I think. Well, what I think is that you're nuts. So he tells me, he says, from what I know, she hasn't been married. She doesn't have children, from what you know. So you're not even positive. Because, you know, like, what I know is that my wife hasn't been married before. What I know is she doesn't have any other kids. Why don't you know this? See, you don't really know her. That's the bottom line. I know for a fact that she didn't attend a university. She works for a company in Bangkok, where she's been for 12 years. Okay, so, you know, probably she got the job, she had a couple jobs or whatever, and she found this job and she settled in, and now she's been there for a while. That's good. Shows a little, that she can stick with it. The thing is that it just sounds to me, where's the thing about the sinsod? I know there was a section here. He wrote me again, and there's all these messages and stuff, and it's in one of the emails or one of the videos. I think it's about the six things about your Thai girl or something like that. I don't know. It's in one of them. But anyway, he says, thanks God, I'm having my doubts about doing anything in the future with this girl. Good. My family is against rushing in with her, and I've been told that I should live with her before making any rash decisions. That's pretty good. Pretty good advice. Finally, she brought up since saw it. Now, here's where it gets to where I just, I have no, you know, I can't think early in the morning. I haven't had enough coffee yet. I have no reservations about saying that this relationship isn't really a relationship, and I doubt that it's going to work. And I'm not saying give up on it right away, but you might want to. She brought up, okay, what's your opinion on this? She asked me if I could afford 1 million baht in Sinsaw. I told her there's no way in hell that I could afford this amount. Most men make 15,000 baht a month, so I highly doubt that this is a common figure. I told her that we could work it out, and I wouldn't mind contributing $5,000. Her mother is going to give back half after the wedding. She said, no, that's not enough. I seriously think she's looking online at wealthy Thai weddings. She's not being realistic. In her eyes, she's looking for the big payoff. Also, since I'm a foreigner, she probably thinks the road is paved in gold in America. Anyway, she got mad and went to bed without saying goodnight, laughing out loud. I'm not going to open the coffee shop. A million baht. Whew! Listen, she's 35 years old. She doesn't have a university degree. She hasn't graduated. She needs your money. She needs you a hell of a lot more than you need her financially. And my guess is she's from a village somewhere. First of all, one of my rules was don't get involved with any women, period, in Pattaya. Just don't do it. Now, it's not to say that you can't make a relationship work there, but I'm saying if you are new and you don't know what you're doing, just don't even think about it, because your chances are greater elsewhere, because Thailand is a setup, is a city set up for men, for whores, for women selling themselves, whether selling their body or doing whatever they're doing. You can say it however you want, but I just think it's a bad idea. Now, your idea to give her $150,000 and you get half back, to me, that is very generous, and I think that if they were smart, they would take that. But I don't think that it's about being smart for them. What it is, it's about getting the payoff. They need this, they need that, they want this, they want that. But what they gotta understand is, what's in it for you? A little pussy? You can get pussy anywhere. I mean, seriously. So, you know, I could go on and on and on and on and on, but I'm not gonna. Now, one more thing. I'm using my Rode microphone. Hopefully it makes a difference in the audio. Until next time, I'm Scott. I'm an American in Bangkok. Chok di lat jerk that mind.